Today on Tech Daily, we're looking at how to best manage your kids' screen time at home and keep them safe online. Joining me is Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia. G'day, Tim.
Hi, Andy.
Now, Tim, first up, let's talk about the need to protect the most vulnerable category of internet users, being our children. What are some of the growing trends that are forcing us to look more closely at what kids are doing and seeing online?
Look, we're noticing a lot of changing trends, and this is just not, the fact that it's another year and another set of statistics. But as a new generation is coming through, that the internet has been a dominant part of their lives from the start. So, as an example, the old adage that kids spend too much time watching TV. Well, now we find kids are spending about 10.5 hours a week in front of the TV, but 12 hours a week online. That's becoming one of their major comparisons. And some of the other stats we're seeing, therefore, behind that, which I think has come through their increase of internet usage, is a little bit alarming. We've seen a 60% increase in cyberbullying year on year. 28% of teens are online sometime between 10 p.m. and midnight, and 45% of kids between 8 and 11 years old are already using social networking sites. So it's not just the fact that now the internet is the way that they're getting more and more information, but the way they're using the information and the way it's affecting them, I think, is changing quite rapidly.
So, I guess stopping short of removing any internet-connected device from the hands of your kids, which isn't really much of a solution, what should parents be doing to ensure that kids are not being exposed to negative experiences online and using the internet for, reasonable timeframes?
Yeah, well, we agree, Andy. You can't really just take the devices out of their hands because they'll always find a way to get around, and peer pressure and their friends will force that. But, first of all is to have that environment where they feel it's safe to have a conversation with you when something funny happens on the internet and they want to ask you about it, or what do I do here? So having that open two-way conversation, we're finding, is one of the key things that parents can do. The other thing to do is to invest in solutions that actually help you manage and control what your kids are doing online and help see them and help guide them in their as they grow up and what they should and shouldn't be doing.
Well, let's talk about some of those solutions. And, anyone who does a bit of Googling and investigating, a bit of homework as you should do, there are various products on the market that can filter or block content, report what websites are visited, all sorts of, the old net nanny, if you like. Where does Trend Micro fit into this category then?
Yeah, so we ourselves even have some of those old products such as net nannies, etc. But we're still there basing ourselves on a PC-based world or a notebook-based world. And the reality is the kids these days, how they're getting online are things from things such as iPhones and iPads and Galaxy tablets, etc., and even their Xboxes and their PlayStations in their room. All these types of devices go online. So what we've actually released is a product called Trend Micro Home Network Security, which you plug that into your router at your home, and what it does is twofold. First of all, it protects you against all those nasties, all those internet viruses and ransomware that can actually go and affect all those additional devices that you have in the house. But as a second level, it also helps you control and manage all the devices in your house. So therefore, you can do things such as specify how long children use the internet, make sure they're not going online from all these devices between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. when you think they're in their bedroom and sleeping, and gives you that little bit of control back into the house that I think parents are missing at the moment.
What sort of feedback have you been getting on this product? Because you've had it out in the marketplace since last year, right?
Yeah, so when we first released the product, we talked about its security features and its parental controls. But we led with the security features because we thought more people were concerned about, I want to make sure my webcam, nothing's being hacked. The most positive feedback we're getting and the thing that people love asking us about and asking us what more can they do is all about the parental controls. They're just loving it. They're loving the fact that, we've set it up so you have two different levels. For example, if you've got pre-teenagers, you can just straight out block all those nefarious sites that you don't want people going to, from gambling to pornography, etc. But when you've got a teenager, you know that if you straight out block them, they'll find some way to get around it when they're out and about. So rather than that, we set up an ability just to be notified. And, I've spoken to a lot of parents who said, yeah, I've got a teenage son, a teenage daughter, And, you know, I got the notification that they've tried to look at, you know, some naughty sites. And what it's helped me to do is actually go and have that conversation with them the next day. And as I mentioned earlier, sort of create that safe environment to say, I'm not angry with you, but let me help you through this because, you know, it is a big world out there and you don't really know what people on the internet are about. So, you know, feel free to talk to me and let's go through this together. And I think the parental features definitely have kept everyone very, very happy with the product. That being said, you know, like we definitely got some very positive feedback of people with recent ransom outbreaks that just love the product because it protected all their devices.
Yeah, and actually, speaking of ransomware, of course, it's just, I mean, it's been proven so many times that it doesn't have to be a PC or a sort of traditional computing environment to be affected by this software. Of course, down in Victoria, they had the traffic cameras were affected by ransomware. So, I mean, apply that same threat to anything, like you say, your Xbox or your PlayStation, right?
Yeah, and I think a lot of Victorians are probably quite happy that the speed cameras got caught up with ransomware, but it is definitely a perfect case in point that, you know, more and more things are connected to the internet, and we traditionally think about all these attacks being on our notebook computer, but the reality is we're doing so much now from our iPhones, from our tablet PCs, and from all the other devices, even connected TVs these days. You know, and all these things can be hacked. You know, I've heard a story about a man who was doing his internet banking on a TV and got a phone call from St. George to come down to the branch because they found someone had hacked that as he was doing it because he had no security running on his TV. So luckily they caught it and they helped him out in that particular case. But, you know, there's so many ways we can do things and you've just got to be careful. And this device takes that worry away from you because it's our level of security that we're providing on a PC across all the connected devices in your home.
And I do agree in regards to the security features. Really, it is something that I think you shouldn't have to think about. You shouldn't have to be hands-on with, which is probably why you're getting most of the great comments about the parental controls, because would you agree parental controls is something that needs to be more hands-on and there needs to be conversations happening?
Yes, and like, you know, I've even got parents saying to me they love the feature where they can shut the internet off on their kids' devices and, you know, they've now got standard, you know, between 6 and 7 o'clock at night, that's dinner and homework time. And, you know, there's no argument with the kid, oh, I've just got to play one more level. Oh, let me just watch the end of this episode. The kids are told at 6 o'clock, your devices will turn off and you come to the table. And they can't complain. They can't whinge at mum and not one more. And that's really, really helping, you know, the parents become involved and manage the kids. And also putting a bit of control back in the kids' lives now because the kids know what they can and can't do and then they work within that environment.
It really is, you know, an evolution in terms of parental controls because you look back and it used to just be a matter of blocking certain websites, not, you know, getting notifications or anything like that.
Yeah, and this is where we created this dual level when we first created that because we found, I was at a school talking once, and, you know, they found and they said, oh, yeah, we blocked them at the school and we blocked them at home, but we find our kids are still talking about this stuff. I said, because your kids walk home in the afternoon and do they go past McDonald's? The answer was yes. I said, well, they get free Wi-Fi at McDonald's. So you can't create this environment where you totally lock down your kids because what ends up happening is they'll find a way around it, which is why we say you have to have that open two-way conversation because at the end of the day, the kids are going to find out about it. They are going to hear about it. And you want them to feel safe to talk to you, as well as block things in the background. You know, like we mentioned about connecting the device and it blocks it and secures all your devices. The most number of notifications I actually get on my device is about blocking threats on my tablets and my phones, not on my PC. I've got my software running on the PC, so that's blocking everything for me. But, you know, I thought, you know, that, you know, you can be safe. You just use a Facebook app or you use this app or that app. And there are just so many ways that people are trying to hack into you all the time. And this device comes through and picks all of that up for you.
Amazing stuff. Now, of course, I know the answer to this, but where do we get Trend Micro's home network security from?
It's available if you'd like to go to a store. You can see it in Harvey Norman or JB Hi-Fi.
Yep.
Likewise, you can go straight to trendmicro.com.au and purchase it directly from us online.
Excellent. Good to talk to you as usual, Tim.
Thanks, Andy, for having me.
All right, talk to you soon.